Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we got RC in the building. Good
what
morning.
Up, big bro? What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Hey,
how you doing, bro?
All right, we got a quick take. Let's go. The Chiefs came back versus the Titans last night in an OT win 20-17. They relied heavily on Patrick Mahomes as he threw for 446 on 68 attempts, which are tied third most in a game in NFL history. RC, are the Chiefs asking too much of Mahomes?
The Chiefs aren't asking too much of Mahomes. He's just able to provide it. And you know what they say, man, to whom much is given. When you get $450 million, when you show that you're the MVP of this entire league, and when people are counting you out, this is the way you have to step up. Patrick Mahomes just did what he needed to do in order to win the game. They drove the football up and down the field. The Titans were able to stiffen in the red zone. But when it came time to make the three biggest plays of the game, Patrick Mahomes used his legs to get his team in the end zone. And then he scrambled outside the pocket, threw the football downfield for the bobbling catch, and ended up getting the field goal. Patrick Mahomes did everything that you're supposed to do when you're the guy given that position.
Yeah, Tom Brady did in the fourth, too. Fourth quarter, Tom Brady back at it again, led the Bucs to another fourth quarter comeback versus the Rams, throwing a TD with 9 seconds left in regulation. It's Brady's 43rd fourth quarter comeback, tying third most in NFL history for the Rams. Another disappointing clutch performance. The Rams have now been outscored by 61 in the fourth quarter. It's the worst point differential in the league. Here's Sean McVay and Jalen Ramsey on that loss.
Changes have to be made. Adjustments have to be made. We can't continue to go on like this. And, you know, what that looks like, I don't necessarily have the exact answers right now. We're going to stay connected throughout this, but we do have to be able to look inward and figure out what are some of the solutions, changes, adjustments, different things that we have to do to be able to get different results and different production from our offense.
We have so many games where the defense will get a stop and then we'll go to the sideline and they'll be like, y'all stay locked in. Y'all stay locked in, so y'all gonna have to go back out there again. Like, it shouldn't be like that. We gotta have some dogs who gonna be like,
close this out.
We gonna close this out, like.
Playmaker, what do you think of what Jalen just had to say?
You see what Ryan doing over there? Because Ryan, that's the first time you heard that bite.
Yeah,
that's what I told. They dropped that on me early. I said, "Whoa, whoa, wait, hey, that."
What does that mean?
You see what it says?
Hey, that means y'all better buck the f up. That's what that means. That means that I ain't trying to come to the sideline not be able to get a sip of Gatorade without y'all thinking that we're going to be right back on the field. This is Sean McVay talked about what the offense was going through in the professional head coach way. Right. Jalen Ramsey kept it all the way 100, and that's the way we talk about it in the locker room. That's the way they're talking about it as a defense. And a lot of times, it's to make the defense want to go out and play hard. It's to have the defense be ready. But the opposite effect of that is to have your defense lose confidence in what your offense is doing, to have your defense feel pressure because of what your offense is doing. And you look at those last three plays offensively, the Rams ain't even try to get a first down. They weren't even working for it. They said, you know what? We've held the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to 9 all day. They're not going to score. No reason for us to help. And then you see what happened on a subsequent drive by Tom Brady.
Yeah, you know, let me address Ryan first. Jalen Ramsey, I'm sorry, Ryan. Jalen Ramsey here. First of all, I like what Jalen Ramsey is saying. He wants confidence. He wants guys that know and expect to play in those big moments. What it sounds like he's saying to me, what it sounds like you're saying to me is, well, I come to the sideline and I'm seeing guys that don't believe in themselves, that don't believe that, hey, we're going to go lock this game down. So I'm okay. I understand that he wants those kind of guys. But to call that out right there, to say that right there with this team being in that situation, I'm not okay with. Because if I'm on that offense, I'm going to have to say to him in the locker room, man, what do you mean about that?
So, playmaker, if you're on that offense, do you go to him and say, but look, when we gave Tampa Bay the ball, we were winning. When y'all had an opportunity to stop him.
And y'all didn't stop. Exactly, and that's exactly why you don't take that approach. Yep. Because that's what I'm going to have to go to that. Because I got to keep my guys offensively into it. So that's the one issue. What Coach McVay was talking about is some people now have to look at losing their jobs. That's what he was talking about. We got to look inside, look at each other, and make some hard decisions. People have to lose their job, and I totally understand that. But, man, Tom Brady won that football game. We talk about all the mistakes that the Rams made, but I'm giving Tom Brady because of the way he won that football game in that last second drive, and that they did throw the ball, and they couldn't run the ball. They're the worst at running the ball, averaging only 60 yards in the Super Bowl era. Right. They're the worst at running the ball. So that's Tom Brady. That win goes to Tom. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what that team needed for right now is a Tom Brady win.
I can see that shape.
You see, it's moments like this I appreciate it because, and I want to emphasize that I'm not talking about you, Ryan Clark. This is not you. I'm not talking about you most of the time, playmaker. I'm not talking about the wonderful colleagues who played in the NFL that I have the pleasure of learning football from, you know, throughout the years. I mean, again, as you said, as you articulated, Ryan, last week when I wasn't on the air, what I always say, I'm brilliant because I know I'm not. I simply steal from those who are. But this is the thing. This is the thing. This is the thing that makes me laugh, right? See, what y'all don't realize is that it's moments like this why people like me, who were reporters, okay, actually exist. Because y'all don't see, because playmaker, you just got a problem saying it what it is. Jalen Ramsey is saying the offense sucks.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. That's what he's saying. I mean, you know what I mean? Just call it what it is. Years ago, y'all, let me tell y'all this little story. So me, my boy Greg Anthony, my man Tim Legler, and the late, great John Saunders doing NBA Countdown, right? And we were talking about a player, and they was like, well, Tim Legler was like, he got small feet, and you know what I'm saying? His foot movement ain't great, and blah, blah, blah. And Greg Anthony came, and he said, well, he got small hands, and don't know. And I said, so you saying he can't move, you saying he can't catch. Ladies and gentlemen, he can't play. He can't play. See how simple that is? That's what it comes with the game of basketball. And when we're talking about with football, on the offensive side of the ball, we're talking about a Los Angeles Rams team that sits here as the reigning defending Super Bowl champions. They had 8 3-and-out drives in the first half. They only played, they didn't visit. The Tampa Bay territory in the first half. In the fourth quarter, they had 3 additional 3-and-outs. They only got 1 first down in the fourth quarter. You got Cooper Kupp. We've lamented the fact that he's been relied upon so much by Matthew Stafford. And then yesterday we see why. He's the only dude who could get open. There's nobody else that could get open. And when Van Jefferson got open, he dropped the pass, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is when you look at what's going on, Michael Irvin will have us say, well, you just don't say that. You don't say that. Well, why not? You got cats right. That's paying their mortgages. You got a lifestyle to sustain, if not elevate. You got bills to pay. You got family members to feed. You know that. We all know that.
Right.
How the hell are you getting on the field as a professional football team who happens to be reigning defending Super Bowl champions looking as sorry as you look? Somebody got to call him out.
I'm going to tell him when he comes to me about my offense, I gave you the lead, Chuck. It's a last salvo.
Yo, this is the last step I could take. We tried everything else. Now I'm going to call y'all out for the world to see so they can know. Now, if you don't step up after this, there's no hope.
I want you to call them out. If you want to call them out when you did not participate like they participated in the last 44 seconds. If I gave you an opportunity to go win a game and y'all couldn't move that ball and we got it, you needed 10 yards to get a field goal opportunity to win the game. And you call that offense out, then you do that. But not when you had a chance to go win the game yourself. It was 44 seconds left on the clock.
But they had numerous chances, and they
all
won
it. All you got to do is get Tom Brady off
chances.
The football field, and
there was numerous chances.
It.
You can huff and puff all you want to. There was numerous chances they had to win the damn game. And they gave them a lead. And you can't even get a damn first down? I mean, damn, how many chances? Could they take a chance? Could get some Gatorade? Could some Powerade?
I'm not saying you're not wrong.
Stephen A. ain't Jalen Ramsey.
I'm not saying
what are you going to do?
Stephen A. like he's Jalen Ramsey.
Like he's Jalen Ramsey.
Hey, I'm just saying. Stephen A.
I tell you what, hey, right. Next, I tell you what, the next week in practice, we go one-on-one. I bet you I'll see Jalen Ramsey if I'm on that football team.
But you know what, though?
How about that?
I know he said he ain't got none of them. That's what he said.
I'm seeing what that you want, though. I want you to step into the line and call right. five out.
Right.
I want
that's
you to come to your
that's
dog.
Right.
Because now you got to go do that on Sunday.
You better believe it. I'm going to call him out in practice. I'm going to whoop his butt in practice.
And, that's
and then I'm going to tell him. I don't want to hear that.
And you're such a hypocrite. A hypocrite, Michael Irvin. Because you want to call him out.
I gave him 44 seconds to win the game.
Michael Irvin. You ain't called nobody out. You ain't called nobody out. Please,
yeah, but
you called
see
them
that.
Out.
No, I won't do this on
the
free checks.
Confiscated because of you.
No, I will not do that on air. I will not do that on air. Let me tell you something. You cannot start splitting parts.
My bad.
I will not do that on air. I will not do that on air if I was in that locker room.
What he did was.
What Jalen Ramsey did was wrong.
He did do that on air.
Ain't no way y'all can clean it up. Ain't no way y'all can put ice cream cover on it.
But you don't want to be heard. You don't want nobody else to be heard.
No, because you know where I'm going.
No, you didn't go on TV and do that. What you did was go to the coach and you said, "Coach, fire him." That's what you did.
Mike,
at least Jalen Ramsey said, "All right, do your job."
Absolutely.
You got people fired.
If you can't help me win, you can't be my friend, and I'm okay with that. That's just my word. That's just my way. So if you can't help me win, you can't be my friend. I don't need free friends. I need friends that can help me win.
But
that's all I've always said. So I got to get you out of here. I got to get you out of here. But I'm not gonna call him out on TV.
But playmaker,
call me out on TV. Playmaker, you know what I'm saying? If I come on this show and you think I stink, please don't go to the higher
levels. No.
And tell
no,
me
no,
I can't
no. I'm gonna talk to you.
That's
I'm
what you do.
Three or four, five chances.
That's what
but
you
if
do.
I can't get it out of you, I gotta get you out of here. That's just the reality.
All right.
I can't win with you. I can't win with you. So, hey, listen, it ain't nothing personal. We can
it's
still
totally
be friends.
Personal.
We can still
it ain't
be friends.
Private.
It's so
personal.
I'm gonna tell you in private.
Right,
you know what? You know I like it,
Molly.
We had a hell of a time that night, but I'm thinking you have to go. That's what I'm
saying. If you get me fired, I'm letting everybody know this that work with me now. If you get me fired publicly or privately, don't put your arm around me. We got a hand out. We ain't going to the chop house to eat on Sunday night and watch the game.
Thank you.
No matter how you get me fired.
Oh, please. Thank you, RC.
And he's going to talk about
what you've been saying on TV. And that makes it all better.
I've had friends come back after they had to
leave. Jalen Ramsey kept it. He kept their jobs. Jalen Ramsey kept their jobs. He just asking them to do their jobs. You got them fired.
Yeah, listen, man. Okay. Listen, I'm not calling about OTP, but this is Ramsey's team now. This is Ramsey's team.
Okay.
We're talking about
it.
People where we're building a team, and now that your team has been comprised, this is his team. He has
first
what he has.
I love first
team. I don't know how long
I'll
fall
off on
that.
Something wrong with him.
Hey, word to the wise, y'all. Be careful. Michael Irvin will get you fired.
That's right.
If you can't
Michael Irvin will get you fired.
Don't try to be my friend.
Okay, Michael, can you help me get to commercial break?
Let's go to commercial
break. Okay, there we go.
Let's go to commercial break.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It was a very tumultuous week for the Nets, culminating in a suspension for Kyrie Irving. Now, flash forward to today, they've got two straight wins without Kyrie, including a come-from-behind 27-point performance Saturday against the Hornets by KD. KD just happy to be focused on basketball.
That was a unique experience for sure, you know. But, you know, a lot of guys been through different things in this league before, and a lot of guys been through some adversity in this league off the court and having to lock back in and focus solely on the game. I think that we all get, you know, a little bit of solace in doing that and just playing a game of basketball, being that camaraderie, that fellowship with your teammates. I think that was able to get us through. And there's going to be more peaks and valleys throughout the season, but, you know, this is probably going to be the toughest thing we deal with as a group, but, you know, to know that we can get through this and continue to stick together, I think that's important.
All right, Kendrick Perkins joining us now. Perk, good to see you. I will get to you in just a second. So you heard him, fellas, 2-0, able to focus on basketball in Kyrie's absence. Stephen A., should the Nets want Kyrie back?
I'm going to say yes. I'm not going to disrespect Kyrie like that. We know that he's a superstar talent. We also know he's a headache. It's a distraction every single year, but it's never been a distraction of this magnitude. The first year was injuries and speculation that he didn't want to play without KD, and then obviously dissuading people from playing in the bubble. The second year, he disappears for a couple of weeks, and he needs an emotional break because of the riots at the U.S. Capitol before getting caught partying with his family. Last year it was the vaccine, and you know that's different. This is different because this is a tsunami of criticism if it's of a highly sensitive nature. Obviously, you insulted the Jewish community, and as a result, you created a maelstrom of controversy, and there is no getting around that. And so I think that unlike ever before, his career is in jeopardy because he's one of those guys that regardless of how great, how Herculean of a talent he is he worth the headache? Is he worth the trouble? If you are the Brooklyn Nets, where are you going without him? The reality of the situation is, what is it? Watanabe? Is that how you pronounce this kid's name? I like what I'm seeing from him. Mm-hmm. Cam Thomas. I like what I'm seeing from him. And KD is KD, of course. Royce O'Neal, I think, is playing well for them. And that team chemistry, that camaraderie, and all of that other stuff, I think that Kyrie recognizes that he's on his last chance. I don't think he ever saw it that way before. There were questions as to whether or not he would get his money, but there wasn't a question about his career until now. There are plenty of examples we can use in the world of professional sports where dudes had a lot left, but they weren't considered worth the risk because of the cancerous impact they were perceived to ultimately having on a locker room. I think that's where Kyrie Irving is at this particular moment in time. And I think because of that, if there was ever a time where he would just focus on playing and outside of that would not have much to say, I think this would be it. And that's why I'm of that mindset, Kendrick Perkins.
Well, I have to disagree with you on this one. And if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, okay, I can't bring Kyrie back into that locker room. We just heard Kevin Durant speak on the camaraderie. Guys come together basically in fellowship. The locker room and the basketball is the guys' sanctuary. This is when they come together. This is their livelihood. And we talked about, you just alluded to the magnitude of this situation for us, what it's going to be. See, here's the thing about this situation. It's no in-between. It's no straddling the fence. It's either you're all the way on the left or you all the way on the right. Now, I'm not here to say whether the left is good or the right is bad, whatever the case may be. But I am here to say is this. When it comes down to the team and it comes down to those other individuals in that locker room, you cannot afford to put those young guys in harm's way. And when I say in harm's way, Stephen A., majority of the NBA is over 80% African American. Half of those guys get it out the mud. Half of those guys are the guys that are providing for their family. I wake up every single day and I wear this right here, not because I want you to come on here and call me Mr. T. It's because it's a reminder that this is my wife and my four kids that come first, and this is why I get out the bed to go do it for them. That's the same with those guys that are sitting on that bench. So at the end of the day, you can't afford for them to have a slip up and say something wrong in the media. You can't afford for them to have a wrong tweet or answer a question that actually could jeopardize their career. I'm not taking anything away from Kyrie Irving. We know he's a spectacular basketball player, but as we have known over the last couple of weeks, this situation at hand is bigger than the game of basketball. It's bigger than that. So if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I politely tell Kyrie Irving, hey, man, just sit it out. You know, do whatever you got to do. Do whatever you have to do and let us just rock out the rest of the season. Are the Brooklyn Nets going to win a championship? No. But are they going to be okay in the future? Probably so. But still and all, you cannot put those other guys in that locker room in harm's way.
Well, I would say I get where you're coming from, Kendrick Perkins, and I don't blame you for maintaining your position. I just don't think either of us are wrong in this situation. I definitely think I see where you're coming from. But I will remind you the last two games are against the Washington Wizards and the Charlotte Hornets, okay? They're not exactly the upper echelon of the NBA, to be kind. So let's get that out the way. You know, as you go against some of these better teams, you're going to need that other dude if you're somebody like a Kevin Durant. Now, having said all of that, I will say this to you. This situation is unlike anything that Kyrie has found himself in his career. See, the other stuff was debatable. You know, you had what we call plausible deniability. You could have been injured your first year. There's speculation as to what you were trying to get dudes to do when it came to bubble play, but that didn't have a direct effect on the Brooklyn Nets. Then year two, you come out. Obviously, you take some time off or whatever, but you still come back. And if it wasn't, if Kyrie Irving doesn't get hurt in game three or four against Milwaukee, I believe we all believe that Brooklyn would have beaten Milwaukee in that series. Remember, they were up by 50 in one of those games. We thought they would have took Milwaukee out, and Milwaukee wouldn't have advanced. It would have been Brooklyn. So an injury derailed that. And then, obviously, the whole vaccination issue. We all know that it's selfish, as Kyrie Irving was, as far as I'm concerned, because everybody was in Brooklyn because of you. There's no denying that the New York policy was absolutely bogus, which was ultimately proven by the courts, because the same position that Kyrie Irving took was what some firefighters and New York City police officers took. They lost their jobs because of it, and ultimately the courts reinstated them with back pay because they knew that the decision made by New York City was wrong for taking their jobs away to begin with, and that was a policy that should have never been in place. So Kyrie wasn't wrong about that. This is different because there's no wiggle room and there's no wiggling your way out of this. It was foolhardy and selfish and sensitive and all of these other things that we want to point to that he found himself in this particular situation. So much so that the Anti-Defamation League is involved along with the NBA and Commissioner Adam Silver, who's scheduled to meet with Kyrie Irving if he hasn't already. Or is it right now? We don't know. So all of those things being taken into consideration, I would say this is the most unique situation that Kyrie Irving has found himself in. Arguably the most humbling situation that he has found himself in, where his career is absolutely positively on the line. Knowing that, that encourages me, if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, to take that last, very last chance.
Well, let me ask you this. If the Brooklyn Nets take your advice and take him and accept him back, right, what is the Brooklyn Nets ceiling with Kyrie Irving, with this team that's currently constructed, for us winning the championship or even coming out of the Eastern Conference? I'm gonna give you my answer. They're not better than the Boston Celtics. They're not better than the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're not better than the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't even know if they're better than the Toronto Raptors and the Atlanta Hawks at this moment. And I'm not going to even disrespect the Miami Heat. So when I think about it, okay, you're bringing them back, and then you're going to do what? You're not coming out of the Eastern Conference. And then you know what else I see? I love Kevin Durant. I love Kevin Durant, S.A., when he's at that point forward position. When he's able to be that scorer and that playmaker, that's the MVP Kevin Durant that we've grown to love. Just think about this. When Russell Westbrook was out in Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant elevated his game so much where he actually did win the MVP. And it's no knock on Russ. It's just we're able to see a better version. Now, is Kevin Durant going to win a championship with this team? No. But I don't believe that they're going to win a championship with this team, even if Kyrie Irving do come back.
Well, remember what I said at the beginning of the season when I talked about the Nets and I picked them to come out of the East, although I knew I was stretching it a bit. What I said was Steve Nash ain't going to be there and that Ime Udoka ultimately would possibly come in. So I have that much faith in Ime Udoka, and I think that outside of that, what you need is everybody on the same page and an additional big body, which I think will happen before the trading deadline. I even proposed a guy like DeMarcus Cousins coming on the squad. So what I'm saying to you is the jury is still out. I think if Ime Udoka comes on board as the head coach and you get an additional big body, I definitely think it's conceivable that the Brooklyn Nets will have a shot to come out of the East, and that's what I'm standing on.
But do you think it's wise right now what they're going through to actually add Ime Udoka to this situation? I believe he should get a second chance to come in. But I'm asking.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
That's all I'm asking.
Yes, I do. I'm absolutely. I haven't studied Mike Wilbon and them asked me that the other night. I said, hell yes, I'd bring him today. I would not hesitate. Unless there was a crime that's committed, I'd bring him to Brooklyn today. Yes.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Stephen A., you know who's going to Brooklyn on Wednesday? That will be your Knicks. Knicks at Nets Wednesday. That's going to be a lot of fun, that one right here on ESPN. Let's go. Why are you sad? You might win. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Can we hear right now? Man, got so much I want to say right now. Listen, guys, I want to say this first as I bring out my top playmakers, because this is important to me, because every year I meet guys that I want to encourage, young guys that are coming in lead. That maybe have some challenges.
Because you're the OG. You're
right,
the OG.
Right. They may have had some challenges. I had some challenges.
Okay.
I just want them to know that I'm a resource if they need me. So these playmakers are guys that I just want to encourage.
Why you want to encourage them?
And I'm going to title this, To Keep It Spinning. Keep it spinning.
DJ Playmaker.
DJ Playmaker.
DJ Playmaker.
Well, I got
the shoes. The blue suede shoes.
I spent some time.
You the Playmaker.
I spent some time in the club. So let's just do this. Keep it spinning and breaking records. These are my top three playmakers right now.
Number three.
Yeah. Now, get this. Remember, Joe Mixon? Mixing that thing up. Joe Mixon had five touchdowns.
How many? Tell him again.
fight.
But what about Joe Mixon?
He's mixing that thing up. Four touchdowns rushing, one more touchdown.
DJ Plagg, can you play the song for?
Joe Mixon,
play the song for.
And breaking records,
number
baby.
Two.
Keep it spinning.
Number two.
And breaking records.
Number two.
Coming in, and everybody was still questioning this year.
Like if Tua,
Tua belongs in the NFL. And what I love about Tua, Tua giving you the double turntable. He give you a little
him.
And then he comes over here with
some
Double turntables. 300 yards, three touchdowns, and back-to-back games.
DJ,
never done before in the history of that franchise. And that franchise had Dan Marino. And Dan Marino, one of the baddest dudes ever throw football. Tour, keep it spinning, baby, and break the record.
What number we on,
my number one.
Who is this?
My number one.
Who it is, Playmaker?
And I know now, this is the first time anybody ever
Calm down, RC.
And get on my top playmaker.
Calm down, RC.
But I got to give it to him.
Don't be hyped.
Justin Fields.
Shut up.
I got to give it to him.
But they say he can't play.
They said he got to get a new quarterback.
What they
going to
do now?
What are they going to do now? Justin Fields, 178 yards.
What is that, a record?
That's a record.
Oh,
not just 178 yards,
because
we knew he had the leg.
We knew he could do that.
But we didn't think he had the arm.
He threw three TDs.
Justin Fields, keep them spinning.
Spin it.
And breaking records, baby.
I just want to say a couple of things. That little dance move spinning has me crying laughing, all right? That's hilarious. RC, you probably need to, you need to towel too. No question about it. Here's my point. I have no issues. Hold on, y'all. I have no issues with Playmakers List. I love the fact that he put Justin Fields on there because Justin Fields was balling yesterday. The brother's coming along. I like what I'm seeing. Here's my only problem. And RC, you with me on this. Playmaker, about 3 weeks in, you had a title. Boy, you done did your thing. Boy, you done did that thing. That's what you said. I've been very disappointed with the titles. Of the Playmaker
segment.
I think the themes could be a bit better. Boy, you done did that thing. Keep it spinning. Keep it spinning. I mean, come on now.
You know what the problem is?
I'm just saying, RC. You know it's true.
There's no space for him in this segment anymore.
Right.
We'll welcome you back when you come back.
Listen.
Time out.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I'm proud of what y'all doing. I'm proud of what y'all doing. I want y'all to have that segment. Next time I'm there, I'm going to sit down in a chair and I'm going to relax and eat my popcorn while y'all, or cheese doodles rather, while y'all doing y'all thing. I'm good with it. I need the break.
More cheese doodles.
But I'm just saying, the title to the plays are great.
Yep.
The choices are great.
It's
the
fun.
Title to the themes, Playmaker, you got to get back up there. Bro.
I know we got to go to break. Can I give an honorable mention?
Oh,
to Jaden Daniels.
Yo,
listen, JD, you balled out this week, nephew.
Right?
I'm proud of you, Coach Kelly. You got a winner down there. But Jaden Daniels, early on in the season, they didn't think you could do it, bro. You go there,
you
beat Alabama in Death Valley, and you beat Alabama. Stephen A.
Keep it spinning, baby.
And Stephen A.
Keep it spinning.
You the first voice on the highlight film because you was around here talking that stuff.
Right.
And now we got a winner, Alabama at the crib. We see you in Atlanta.
Keep it spinning, baby. That's what you do.
I don't know how we top this.
That's what they do.
We're going to get into commercial break
sitting
right
in Alabama, home.
We'll
the
get
first
you some water.
Off. I'm just telling you.
Hey.
Yes, thank you.
Breaking news in the NFL. You're going to care about it.
Oh, something else.
There's breaking news. Adam Schefter is going to be here. Yes,
something
always exciting. Always something.
Speaking about breaking records, what are they about to break
We'll be back
now?
With Adam Schefter.
What are we about to break?
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Breaking news into First Take. Frank Reich is out as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Sources telling ESPN Reich compiled a 40-33-1 record as the head coach, a job he took in 2018 after Josh McDaniels opted out of it. This is a tweet from Adam Schefter, who's joining us in seconds. So the Colts square off Sunday versus McDaniels and the Raiders. Adam with me now. Adam, thank you for being with us. So quickly, what more can you tell us about this firing?
Well, this is an offense that had lost its way, Molly. It's coming off a performance in which it had its worst offensive performance in 25 years. They mustered together 121 yards in total offense. This is an organization that essentially benched its quarterback, Matt Ryan, 2 weeks ago, fired its offensive coordinator last week, Marcus Brady, and then fired its head coach, Frank Reich, today. These are the moves that have taken place so far, but clearly the owner, Jim Irsay, not happy with the direction of this franchise, with the way the offense is performing, and to go into New England and to get blown out there and to have your record fall to only 3-5-1, frankly, was not enough to keep Mr. Irsay at bay. He got very antsy and very disappointed and decided to fire Frank Reich, who was in his fifth season as the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And as you mentioned, I'll be enough. This all was created when Josh McDaniels backed out of the job, and they play Josh McDaniels on Sunday.
Going full circle. Real quick here, Adam, who are the hot names out there right now in the pipeline potentially for head coaching jobs?
Well, Molly, here's the thing. We're on November 7th, and we're going to get a lot of coaches introduced into the mix. We've seen two head coaches fired already. Matt Rhule, where Steve Wilks has taken over as the interim head coach in Carolina. And the Colts will have a decision to make as to what they're going to do at that spot right now. But you'll hear the usual suspects from the usual winning teams. That's what happens. The teams that win usually produce head coaching candidates. And so there's a lot of time to get to the pool of candidates and to go through the interview process. I think it's more notable right now the fact that we're on November 7th, that we've already seen two head coaching changes after a year in which there were almost a record number of them. And there is less patience for head coaches than ever before, and it's manifesting itself again today, this time in the city of Indianapolis, where Frank Reich is fired as the Colts head coach.
Absolutely. Adam Schefter, thank you so much. Appreciate you. I want to bring in the guys now, RC, Playmaker, and Irv. I'll start with you. Big reaction there, and Stephen A., obviously, as well, when you heard the news.
Yeah, I was shocked, actually. You know, I know they're not doing well right now, but Frank's a hell of a coach, and I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you Frank will be on the short list to get a job again real soon. I thought he had compiled a pretty good team there. The only thing, Ryan, that I didn't like was how he kept going to the well, trying to rekindle a fire in all these old guys at quarterback, because I know they felt they had the talent to win right now, and they do have some talent on that team. But by the time they've gone through that well so many times, way back to the Phillip Rivers and keep recycling these guys, you could have developed your young quarterback right now, and maybe he could have held on to his job a little while longer. But I'm shocked by this announcement.
Well, I think the thing is, when you look at Chris Ballard, and this team felt like it was always chasing Andrew Luck. Right. They felt like with the team they had when Andrew Luck retired, they were going to be a championship football team. So for them, it wasn't about going to get one of these young quarterbacks or trying to draft high enough in order to have that guy you can build around. They always thought, let's win right now. And so you've had these older retreads. I mean, it started with Jacoby Brissett, and then you move on to Phillip Rivers. They get Carson Wentz, and you think, oh, This is the time he's back with Frank Reich. And then that team also underachieves, doesn't even make the playoffs. And then obviously we see what happened this year with Matt Ryan. I think if you're Jim Irsay, if you're the GM, Chris Ballard at the time, who's probably trying to save his job as well, you're looking to make a change. You're looking to get a spark and hopefully finish this season strong. But for Frank Reich, I believe the writing was on the wall when they moved totally away from Matt Ryan the rest of the season to go to young quarterback Sam Ehlinger. They said to themselves, this team can't do it, they won't do it, and now it's time to make the next step to getting our new head coach.
I'm here for y'all. I'm here for y'all. Let me put it succinctly. Frank Reich is to blame for the ineptitude of the team over the last 2 years, because Frank Reich is the one that convinced them Carson Wentz was going to work. And then Carson Wentz, with a playoff on the line, lost a home game against the Las Vegas Raiders last year before stinking up the joint with a 26-11 defeat in the season finale with a playoff berth on the line against the woeful Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
I do. And then this year, he said, okay, Carson Wentz was not that guy. All right. Because it's the same Frank Reich that took him to the postseason 2 of the previous 3 years. It's the same Frank Reich that had won a playoff game, okay? And the bottom line is, we're going to give him another shot. Then he said Matt Ryan's the guy. And Matt Ryan's throwing 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
Did he
and with
say
Jonathan
that,
Taylor,
did the GM
fresh off
an
1,800 rush. Right. I understand that. I guess what I'm saying to you, Ryan, is this. If the GM did it, right, then he'll be gone. Mm-hmm. I just find it very, very difficult to believe that at 3-5-1, with Frank Reich taking you to the playoffs 2 of the 3 previous years, with Frank Reich being a guy that won a Super Bowl as a quarterback coach, okay, lands the job in Indy, I find it very difficult to believe that you just let him go, but it has nothing to do with Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan. Somehow, some way, he convinced them, these are the guys. And that's why he's gone. If it was Chris Ballard, I find it very difficult to believe that Irsay would have said, oh, Frank Reich is out the door, but you staying? Please, mm-hmm. You can pack your bags right along with them. I find it very difficult to believe that he would have allowed that to happen. Because if 8 games into the season, you could make the, or 9 games into the season, you could make the decision to let him go with about 7 or 8 games left, right? Mm-hmm. And you can let him go, then it's easy to let the GM go too. Why would you keep him but let go of the head coach in the middle of the damn season unless the head coach is the one you hold primarily responsible for the ineptitude at the quarterback position that we've witnessed?
We got to leave it there. We'll have much more on this on SportsCenter, obviously, throughout the day. Rye, you got to go. Speaking of SportsCenter, you will be with Scott Van Pelt tonight. We'll see you after Monday Night Football. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Quick takes, let's get it. Vikings fans are liking that. Kirk Cousins beats his former team and the Vikings move to 7-1. Kirk celebrating on the plane with some ice. Michael, you feeling good?
Man,
about
I
your
love
MVP
it.
Pick?
I love it. I'm feeling real great about my MVP pick. And the things like this right here can be something that brings the team together right here. Teams will look to win so they can put necklaces all on Kirk. So icy Kirk, I like that.
SA, you want to comment on this or would you like me to continue?
They're 7-1. They play the Buffalo Bills. They play the Dallas Cowboys. They got another game against the Jets. Excuse me.
Bless you.
We'll see. They're having a good time now. I appreciate it. It's nice to see that swag with Kirk Cousins. It's a lot of fun to see him in this light. I'll give him credit where credit is due. We'll see in a few weeks.
It is.
All right. How about about tonight, though. We got a Monday night matchup with Lamar Jackson's Ravens heading to New Orleans to take on the Saints. The Ravens trying to stay alone on top of the North, but without Mark Andrews and wide receiver Rashad Bateman, who's out for the season with an ankle injury. Stephen A., who you got tonight?
I'm going to roll with the Ravens. I simply don't have a lot of faith in the Saints' offense. Michael Thomas being out. Obviously, their defense, I believe their defense is legit. It's real. It could cause some problems. They'll be in every game. They just have some offensive woes. And I think that because of that, when you're going up against Lamar Jackson and a Ravens squad that finds a way to be in every game, all right, for crying out loud, they could easily have two more wins on their record thus far. I just think that although they're on the road, the fact that they're not going up against the Drew Brees, even Jameis Winston with a Michael Thomas in the lineup, I think the Ravens deserve the edge tonight.
Yeah, the Ravens win. It's going to be one of those spectacular games by Lamar Jackson for the Ravens to win tonight.
Mm. And again, our breaking news story of the day, of course, the Colts firing their head coach, Frank Reich. This is after benching their quarterback, Matt Ryan, firing their OC last week. SportsCenter will have much more on this throughout the day. And again, Michael, I know you were shocked by it.
I was shocked by this, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Frank will get another job, though, I guarantee you, real soon.
Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz would cost you your job. More so, yeah. Carson Wentz.
I will say that.
Not surprised.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.